Okay.
I will now call the March 16th, 2020 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda.
Chair, there are no changes to the agenda other than the statement that was inserted last week prior to call to order.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of minutes for January 27th, 2020.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes for January 27th, 2020.
Motion and a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of findings of facts for January 27th, 2020.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve the findings of fact for January 27th, 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening to proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chair. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated. It may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will now come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found in the table in the lobby for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct a question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed to the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. Now, in light of the COVID-19 virus, Sussex County has taken precautions to protect the safety of applicants, the board, and the public. As such, the following additional procedures will be in effect for the duration of this meeting. Applicants have been contacted to confirm their willingness to remain on the agenda. Those cases where the applicant has requested to move the application from the agenda will be removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Applicants and the public are forbidden from entering the chambers until their application is up for consideration. At the completion of the case, they are required to exit the chambers through the rear door. The computer at the podium will be operated by staff remotely and otherwise is not to be touched. Members of the public who choose to attend the hearing should expect to undergo additional precautionary measures to limit the risk of exposure, such as health screening and mandatory social distancing seating in council chambers. For those individuals who do not wish to attend this meeting in person, the meeting can be viewed online at mediasite.sussexcountyde.gov/mediasite/catalog/catalog/public. We've noted that on the agenda as well. In addition, written comments will be accepted and included in the record for any public hearing until the conclusion of that hearing, subject to the following requirements. Written comments must be sent to the link found on the board's website and on the agenda. After completion of the testimony from all witnesses present, the board will recess for 5 minutes to allow for all written comments to be received electronically as noted above. At the conclusion of the recess period, no such written comments will be accepted, and the staff will read any received comments into the record. The applicant will then have the opportunity to rebut the comments received and to answer any questions arriving from the received comments. At the completion of each hearing, the podium will be cleaned.